It's B-Mac and Carly fresh on a Monday morning, ready to rage. And we have our, well, he's me when I was 20 years ago.
You were sure
yeah,
that
Jaden
good.
From AM1150's here. Jaden!
Hello!
Okay, so he's the producer for Phil Johnson's show on AM1150, and he's my new best friend, along with my other best friend, Calvin, from also AM1150.
I'm the old best friend.
Yeah, and we did something really cool yesterday with the Kelowna Raiders seniors lacrosse team, which Calvin and I have been going down there, and they're causing a ruckus, like trash-talking the team on the mic and stuff. And
that's rude.
It's part of the...
Is it?
It was pretty fun.
It's part of the sport.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
The last team didn't take it so well. We got complaints. And then our leader...
You got complaints?
Yeah, our leader...
Only from the opposite team. Though.
Our GM,
just the team.
Corey, I think you know him from Fisherman's Market. He's like the, I don't know what you call him, the captain of the team that isn't the captain.
Okay, gotcha.
The quarterback of the team, I guess. And he's like, no, it was awesome. It's like, we're like trying to fill this place out. We want to get like 500 people in here every week and get this thing going, right? So we're trying to like set this tone. But Jaden came by because I may be recruiting him if Calvin plays next season.
Okay.
Because then I'll have to take over and do all the in arena stuff. And I'm like, Jaden, be my backup.
Okay, get to the story.
So you tell us what happened in the bathroom. Now tell us what led up to it.
Well, we get to the arena and I'm looking at B-Mac and I'm like, I love concession food. I can't wait to go to the concession. I just want all the food from the concession.
Do you feel that way too about concession food? Like,
it's amazing. It's... We stop there and I look at it all and I'm like, okay, I'm plotting out my menu here. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to get. And so I get a hot dog, I get some fries, and I get popcorn. And
he comes back with his arms full into the booth.
My arms. I'm so excited.
Okay, just to put it in, how much money did you spend?
About $20.
Okay.
Which is a lot of food at a concession.
That's a reasonable amount of money at a concession. So I pretty well devoured it all in the next course, about 5 minutes. So I've eaten a lot of food. And my stomach started to hurt a little bit. So
immediately.
I'm going to the bathroom.
Oh, God, why are we talking about this?
Because
what happened in the bathroom.
So I'm in there, and I'm doing my business. They have automatic lights in their bathrooms. And it doesn't matter if you wave your hand or not. It's not turning back on. And I was in there for just long enough that his automatic light shut off.
Oh, no.
And then I yelled. Because I didn't know what was going on. And it's pitch black in the bathroom. You cannot see a thing other than the phone right in front of you. So I set
like
my phone
scary.
On the ground, and I was trying to like turn the flashlight on, and I'm looking around. And
like, what am I doing right now? He uses his flashlight.
I was going to get B-Mac to come down and open the door so that the automatic light would turn on. I couldn't find anything that I was looking for. Like, I couldn't find the toilet paper for a second. Like,
okay, I just want to know, so did you flush?
I got through it. We were okay. I made it back safe. But it was one of the most traumatic bathroom
like, think about it.
Ever had.
Pitch black it goes. Like, what do you do?
You just hear voices outside the bathroom of people talking. And you're just like, do I yell for somebody right now? I can't see.
Oh, God.
I didn't know.
Well, as long as you flushed, I think that's the most important thing. So you got yourself out of the room.
I did get myself out of the room. I'm here today to tell the story. So we're okay.
Okay, well, there's a note to everybody. If you're at that stadium, just know that the lights might go off.
Yeah, and by the way. Yeah, go ahead.
A solid 5 minutes to go to the bathroom, or else you got to do something. You got to dance while you're doing it. I don't know what it is, but you got to move.
That's a funny visual.
And the moral of the story is, Kelowna Raiders lacrosse team kicked butt against the Rattlers yesterday. They massacred them, so the next game is the last game of the season. It'll be on June 9th. It's at 7:30, Twin Arenas in Rutland. Join us, because hopefully Jaden will be there.
Jaden, I'm glad you're safe, man. Things just wouldn't be the same without you.
Thank you for letting me tell my trauma.
Anytime.